From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi commanders say coalition forces have broken through jihadist lines east of Mosul and were poised to enter the Islamic State stronghold. The breakthrough comes 2 weeks after the coalition of Iraqi and Kurdish forces backed by Shiite militia and U.S. airstrikes launched the military operation to retake the city. Iraqi television reported that local residents are already fighting with IS forces. Syrian opposition activists are urging the United Nations and the international community to push for the release of tens of thousands of detainees in Syria. A delegation from the High Negotiations Committee says the release would help revive the stalled peace process for Syria. The delegation has been meeting with people working with the UN Special Envoy for Syria. The opposition delegation hopes a release of detainees will lead to an improved negotiating process. They think that, in turn, would encourage a break in the siege of Aleppo and the delivery of more humanitarian aid. Lebanon's parliament has elected former army commander Michel Aoun as president. The election ends a more than 2-year power vacuum and political stalemate in Lebanon. Aoun was quickly sworn into office. He pledged political and economic reform and urged a real partnership among deeply divided Lebanese political factions. Italian authorities are assessing the damage in Norcia one day after the town was rocked by a 6.6 magnitude earthquake. Although Sunday's tremor was stronger than an August 24th quake, no one was killed this time. Large sections of Norcia's ancient Roman walls, damaged in a previous quake, crumbled along with towers. This is VOA News. Public opinion polls in the U.S. show Democrat Hillary Clinton with a narrow edge over Republican Donald Trump in the last week of the presidential campaign. The reopened investigation into Clinton's emails from her tenure as Secretary of State has added an uncertain element to the race. Trump told a rally in Michigan that it took a lot of guts for the FBI director to take a new look at Clinton's emails.
Hillary is the one who broke the law over and over and over again. We can be sure that what is in those emails is absolutely devastating. And I think we're going to find out, by the way.
Clinton told supporters in Ohio she is confident investigators will decide there is no case against her.
I'm sure a lot of you may be asking what this new email story is about and why in the world the FBI would decide to jump into an election with no evidence of any wrongdoing with just days to go. That's a good question.
Several national surveys Monday showed Clinton with a 1-3 percentage point advantage over Trump. The two candidates are locked in tight races in several key states. Surveys still show Clinton with a more likely path to victory. As the FBI obtained a warrant Sunday to start searching a collection of possible Clinton-related emails, Democrats suggested the timing of the probe's announcement was politically motivated. FBI investigators knew weeks ago that emails found in a separate investigation may be related to the Clinton email case, but did not reveal their discovery until 11 days before the election. FBI Director James Comey sent a letter to congressional leaders Friday informing them of the development. Comey says investigators didn't know if the discovery was significant as the material had not yet been reviewed. The United Nations humanitarian chief warned Monday that Yemen is one step away from famine. Margaret Bashir reports.
UN aid chief Stephen O'Brien told the Security Council that more than 21 million Yemenis, or 80% of the population, are in need of some form of humanitarian assistance.
Over 2 million people are malnourished nationwide.
Food prices are also surging, up 20% since the fighting began last year, and food stocks are down because of a Saudi-imposed air and sea blockade on Yemen. Worryingly, cases of cholera, the often fatal waterborne diarrheal disease, have also begun to appear. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
For the first time in at least 2 years, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his political team have met with several opposition leaders. The leaders are trying to defuse the country's political crisis. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.